started in 1910 and in Central High School at Kansas City, Missouri, and years later in baseball, in any city I was ever in, the only time I ever accepted any gifts, you might say, of consequence was on a Christmas, which was, was on my birthday, July the 30th.
And there were some years you had three or four birthdays.
Well, that was true. I just said that that was a good time to have it if you had to have a gift. Of course, we know now it's July the 30th, we have a good idea, and so many people are being here. I am really proud, though, that I received the honor of having this. I couldn't be here today, and that's because the mayor I've known for a number of years. And the mayor has been a great and outstanding man, in my opinion. And anything I could ever do for the mayor, I always looked at his progress in life, and I thought it was wonderful that he thought of this time that forces me to receive and acknowledge a wonderful tribute, I might say, to myself, and also to have so many things happening at the same time. Like I told you, the old timers days, that I had many a fight, you might say, or struggle trying to hit Grimes, and I was a great pitcher. And Terry is a base runner, taught me base running. Zach Wheat was the same thing as a brother of mine. When I reported, just think, in New York City in 1912, in the fall, I didn't know how to get to Ebbets Field, and there wasn't any Ebbets Field built. It was built in 1913. I used to have to try to go over there, and they told me to go over that Brooklyn Bridge, and when you got on that trolley Dodger car, I think I got there just about game time.
You didn't have any trouble getting here today.
No. Well, you had somebody looking after you now. They had an automobile. But to get back then, it showed you at those days that you never knew when you played in a wooden park, you'd be playing in a wonderful structure, like you might say, Ebbets Field. I thought it was the most marvelous ballpark I ever saw in my life because we had wooden structures in those days. Then the next park you come to, I was, of course, naturally in the Polo Grounds in New York City, then the Yankee Stadium, and now here I am in this wonderful place, which is Shea Stadium.
Casey, you're going to be 75 years old.
That's
They're putting through the Medicare bill. Do you think you'll need help from it?
Well, I don't know whether I will or not. I'm very glad that the bill was put through. You know, you could be fortunate and unfortunate. And it's just like they said about the stock market. Somebody said it goes up like the Mets and goes down like the Mets. Well, I know, I don't know, the last 11 days, I suppose it went down. I can't answer anything about the stock market because I possibly don't follow just my ball club on when I buy stock.
Another 11 days like that, do you think you might need Medicare?
Well, you'd need it every night. I'd say in the last 10 days, I think I come in from Pittsburgh last night, arrived here at 3 o'clock, went to bed at 3, I'm down here this morning, and I'll be in Buffalo for a game tonight, and I'll be back from Buffalo, you might say, early this year, tomorrow morning, and so that's it.
Casey, I know I'm not going to get an answer, but I have to ask.
Well, what answer is it?
Are you going to be back next year?
Well, that hasn't got anything to do with the answer. I'm here for another day. What's that got to do with next year? I thought you was going to talk about my birthday and about the mayor having a holiday. So why do you try to go now, 6 months from now, to find out my life's history? You know I'm 70, going to be 75 if I live to the 30th, and it won't make any difference to anybody else. When the proper time comes, a man should get out, and they know enough to do it, and not any outside people. The people that have employed me know how to dispose of my services.
Casey, happy birthday.
Thank you, and very much. And if they have a cake, I'll give you a nice big piece of it.
Casey, you want to sit there for a few minutes, just for a few pictures?
Thank you, Casey.
Go ahead. Who's in the light?
Well, if you did retire, what would you do?
Well, there's a question about that because if you're a married man like myself, possibly married to the same young lady in 1924, you'd say, what will you do if you have a nice home and you have a backyard? Now, everything is wonderful with a lovely home that we have in Glendale, a backyard that's terrific. It's great for a swimming pool, it's great for younger people, it's a tennis court, it's great for a tennis player. We have fruit in the backyard. But if you are handicapped physically, that would be a lovely place to be. But if you're an active man and capable of sprinting or capable of being able to walk and not have aches and pains, I think you're better off finding something else to do to get your year in. Now, how would I do it? I might go into four or five things. I might go to different places, live two or three months because I've always did traveling in baseball. And so maybe I'll say I don't want to sit in one spot. And I might want to go and travel for a year, and I might want to go and live in different cities. I've been in so many, and see how I can enjoy myself, you might say, by keeping busy. Now, if you have children and so on and so forth, why, of course, you'd say I'd like to have to be around where the children are living. But I don't have that at the present time, but Mrs. Stengel and myself have a number of nieces and nephews, and we're naturally interested in them and their careers. And their careers now is very rapidly, they're what you'd call a going to college at the present time.
Casey, you've said this before. I wonder if you'd be good enough to repeat it for us. You've received many honors in your time, and among them, I understand that you're the only man who can claim association with the four Major League Baseball clubs in the history of New York. And now, Casey Stengel Day. How do you feel about this?
Well, I said it was the most amazing thing you ever saw. Certainly, you want to win every day. In the last 10 days, I was rather shocked. I never thought those clubs could beat me when I had a 5-run lead. I used to think you're going to win every day, and I still have that feeling that I'm going to win every day. And when I leave here at the end of this year or before, if I leave this year ball club, I am trying to rebuild it for people to play 10 or 15 years at Shea Stadium, where they'll be more happy themselves. They'll have a nice career in the city, and they'll have something that you can write about the Shea Stadium. At the present time, who can you write about the Shea Stadium? We've only been in business 4 years. There's nobody has an outstanding career as a ball player like the men that are coming here that are old timers that play 15 and 20 years, have amazing records. Now, we've got to build into having in 15 years at Shea Stadium men that say, look what he did at Shea Stadium for 15 years. Look how great he was in the town, and it'll have the names like Hodges had over at Brooklyn, like the name Grimes had, like the name Babe Herman has that lives in our neighborhood. And now you ask Babe or anything, you'd say, well, what about you? What have you done? And he'd say, well, I have three or four kids that are terrific in life. One is a school teacher. One is in charge of the assistant or one of the heads of Grand Opera in New York City. And you wouldn't think that your family can be built up around here in New England. Now, I've always been very successful because I was fortunate enough to be active enough, and they thought skillful enough that they could allow me to run baseball clubs. And if they have done that, that's one of the points that I'm getting to. That's possibly why some men, you know, become physically incapacitated as a ball player. And if you're a bright, brilliant man and you're a pitcher and you have a sore arm, you can't throw that ball over the plate. It's like a bad hinge in your elbow. So his brilliancy isn't so good at the present time if he's a pitcher. Now, if you're a ball player and you've got, like Mantle, a bad knee, it's pretty hard for Mantle to say he's the greatest ball player in the world, but he would have been if he didn't have the bad knee. He's been an amazing man for a cripple, Mantle had.
Casey, this honor commemorates your 75th birthday.
That's right. It's an amazing thing. I've never had it before. I told you. What do you think? I came in on a train and was up all night. I must feel all right. I'm still feeling all right. And I was up at 3 o'clock. Now, in other words, somebody's going to say, well, I hear you go to sleep on a bench. I'm not asleep and was up all night.
Casey, in your association with the four major league clubs.
That's
in New
right.
York City.
What's New York most, City, that's right.
Right. What's your most memorable of the four?
Well, there is so many things happening in a ball game. It's shocking. Now, the first thing you'd say if I was a ball player, I thought it was the first day I arrived here. That's 1912. Now, your mind isn't going to run with mine. Now, I come in 12. You don't know anything about 1912, do you?
No. Nope,
then I can speak. Then I can speak very clearly to you because I know you don't know. Well, in 1912, if you arrive here, and it was a wooden ballpark, and you got four hits out of four times up the first time I came in the big league, naturally that cinched my job for 2 months, even if I went into a slump. Because the man would say, who ever heard of a man coming in and getting four hits out of four times up? So they had to watch me more. Then the next year, they knew how to pitch the weakness that I had. I was weak on the high inside ball. And I found out being weak on the high inside ball, my average started going down. Now, that was because they have what you'd call wonderful men that are pitchers, and they go over your weaknesses. Now, what happened then? Well, it was 1912. I didn't do so well the next year. Then the next year, I found out how to attack the weakness of that kind, and I commenced going back up in the batting area. Then I found out when I went down and worked in minor league ball, I found out you know more about baseball if you're a minor league manager. Why? Because you have to go do 15 jobs. You have to coach, you have to hit the infield, have to hit to the outfield, and you have to then participate in every position that's on a ball field. Now, what else was it?
Who are you playing with in 1912, Casey? Who are you playing with 1912?
Thank you, Casey.
1912, I started.
Casey, happy birthday, Casey.
Thank you.
Case, the mayor's on his way over.
That's all right. I'm here. The mayor comes here, I know him. I can see him. I'll be delighted. I'll be here, Doctor. I played with the Brooklyn Ball Club in the park. Was where the Washington Ball Park was over in Brooklyn. Old Dodgers, I don't care what they were, they had eight names for them. They called them Bums after that, and they called them... I don't know. They called them there because the trolley cars they had, they called them the Dodgers, and then they changed them to the Brooklyn Bums, so they changed them to five or six different names at the present time. That time was 1912. It was just known as, I would say, we half the people in Brooklyn called them the Dodgers. I was playing the outfield, center field. But that's what they thought was interesting. Well, now you're going over the world. I can't do that. Because there's a dead ball and a lively ball, and there's in 10 years span, the pitching might have been very terrible in baseball. Do you understand the point of it?
Yeah.
Now, if it was terrible, then a hitter ought to hit more.
What is the craziest thing you ever heard?
Well, now you're trying to make me find the greatest man alive that played ball and I didn't play with. Now, if I never played with anybody who was in the American League, I couldn't say that I was the best authority. I saw so many men that you ought to go on a 10-year program. And I can tell you every 10 years, because then you hit it a lively ball, you hit it a dead ball, or you hit it a ball that they're throwing the spit ball. Now they throw the spit ball out, they say, but they don't throw it out. Now, in the next 10 years, there's another great man. Now, to compare all those men, compare their speed, playing on a bad infield and playing on an infield now, where we have many fifth inning go out and level off the infield so you can't make an error, but they make errors every day now. But how'd you like to play without any groundkeeper and catch balls on an infield as bumper?
Who stands out most in your mind outside of you?
Well, I've had 15 or 20 people that stood out the best that I ever knew as a batter, and I'd say, in American League, the greatest man that I ever hit against was Wally Johnson. I went down and hit against him in an exhibition game. He struck out 20 men, and I was 4 of the 20 he struck out. So he had tremendous stuff and speed, and he was an amazing pitcher. And I'd say one of the best pitchers, or the best pitcher I ever saw in the National League, this is a terrible thing to say because I'm no judge of it for a span of 10 years, was Alexander. Because he could pitch in a bandbox park no larger than this room, it looked like. You think? When you went there, I'd get 3 or 4 home runs today. Oh, look at this lovely little park. But when he got through with it, I was up 4-0. And he went 31, 33, and 32 games in the span. Now, then you had to have skill if you're a pitcher to pitch in a bandbox and have those amazing records. I thought that's why he was great, because he did it 4 years in a row. Now, when you speak about one of the deans, if he hadn't become a cripple, well, you'd have to say that he was an amazing pitcher, but he only had a short life of it. And some men that pitched 15 and 20 years, you'd have to say, oh, gee, this man, look at his record. It's amazing, and you'd say he's good every year for the 15 years. But to go down, you can't compare it like Ty Cobb was the best ball player I ever saw in my life. He was in an American League.
Who's blocking the lights?
I was standing in the back. I wasn't really listening, but when I heard that, I kind of threw up in here. Are we going to be standing?
We'll get Sills first. Right.
Sills first.
Okay.
Standing? You want still standing?
Yeah, standing.
Okay.
Still standing.
We'll do the Sills first.
Who's this gentleman?
Just for your records, gentlemen, this is Don Grant, chairman of the board of the Mets, so you'll know. Mr. Grant, with anywhere at all, if you can sit.
Right. Yeah, we can move this chair back. Yes, I think we're going to be standing.
Ronnie?
He gives us the season passes. You give the season passes out, huh? Well,
then you get the one angle lens for 350 the other thing, and you know.
How are they doing?
Can we move these?
We all stand first for the still pictures.
Running, gentlemen.
You. Your left
to right on this. This is Babe Herman. Yeah, and over on the extreme right is Ron Hunt, and you know everybody else.
Hello, Ron.
What you going to do with this?
Yeah. Picture him and him. Yeah. Proclamation. Can see Stengel.
May not even take it.
Make it next up. Casey, right up here, please.
A lot of big smile, please.
Jenny, I can smile except when they ask you.
Trouble smiling?
Just a little bit closer to the mayor, please.
Yes, sir.
That's it like that. As if you're going on.
Thank you.
Still has that name.
Yeah, of course you're wearing it.
Casey, big laugh right up here. Fine. There we go.
Oh, poor Casey still.
I see what that box looks like.
What's the shadow there? All right. Casey, talk to the mayor. Hey, what?
Put that in print. Yes.
That's the greatest
stuff. Well, like the mayor, Casey, is this your last year?
Well, are you taking this down?
He is.
Put your head on that light on the left.
It should be.
It should be.
How about a nice smile?
I told you why I was running this club, was to try and rebuild it with younger men, but you don't put that down. See, you always put down what you fellas want.
Oh, you trust newspaper men, don't you?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, listen.
I see the Saturday Evening Post is being sued. Read the last article.
Are you suing the Saturday Evening Post?
Hey, fellas, can we back up off the side so we can make the group and this AP guy's look good?
All right.
Ron, you want to get a little close? Let's close the group.
Oh, everybody looks like they're going to away.
Oh, wow. Well, you want to be sure? I can do it. I appreciate it inside instead of outside. It must be a done. I appreciate it.
Loose enough.
All right, still guys, what do you say? How you doing, Mr. Burns?
All right. Hey, G.
One more. I think they're going to be a little careful of it. For a while. Probably.
Gene?
Mr. Mayor. Okay, fine.
Hey,
thank you.
Rolling.
Look at Casey for a moment, Mr. Mayor. Okay, fine. All right. TV next, please.
Standing, I like it better.
Yeah.
Now you know what the mayor's put up.
He's
making a remark on his continuance, the pressing of his thumbs. You're going to present a standing.
Not really.
Don?
No.
You want us to read this?
Yes.
Something nice about it.
Hey, Donald. Don? He's going to do it standing up.
We'll give you this. Yes.
Happy birthday, Casey.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Who's yours?
Well,
I'm very happy today to issue this proclamation, which reads as follows. Whereas Charles Dillon Stengel, born 1890 in Kansas City, that's known to millions of sports fans as Casey, will celebrate his 75th birthday on July 30th. Whereas Charles Dillon Casey Stengel, now in his 55th year in organized baseball, has the sole distinction of having been associated as player and manager with all four major league teams in New York City's history. And whereas Casey, the first and only manager of the New York Mets, a team which represents the rebirth of National League Baseball in New York City, has for over half a century contributed to the improvement and welfare of our national pastime and in keeping this city's proud reputation as the sports capital of the world, now therefore I, Robert F. Wagner, Mayor of the City of New York, do hereby proclaim July 23rd, 1965, as Casey Stengel Day in New York City, and ask the citizens to join with me in this pleasant opportunity to recognize New York City's number one citizen in baseball on this significant milestone in his remarkable career. And I'm delighted to present this to you, Casey, with the love and affection of all of our people.
The honor of the mayor, I want to tell you, this will be the greatest birthday I've ever had in my life, and I'm fortunate that I am so active, that I lived at this here age, that a man of your prestige and my friendship for your father and yourself, that I am the man that is strong enough to receive this in good health instead of receiving it at some later day. I want to thank you, wonderful future, and it's amazing that you've thought so much of me and caused this day, that sometimes when a man isn't doing so good in life, at least you thought of the time. And we had the old timers day when we'll have so many men that have national reputations in the city of New York, and I hope when I leave this here ball club this fall, or the management, that the players that I leave here will be at the age they'll have grandchildren and all and leave a following in New York City, and it'll be one of the youngest teams that's in the new National League for the Mets. Thank you.
Casey, are you definitely leaving this fall?
Well, it's the management of a baseball club should be followed up by somebody else that has ability, but I hope that my honor was, when I accepted this position with the ownership, was to see if we couldn't rebuild this ball club, and we've come into it at the present time, and we have men pitching 18 years old, 20 years old, 21, while they may shock you for a while, eventually they'll get so they can play steady, and they'll be the ones that'll have the big reputation with Shea Stadium. At the present time, we haven't had anybody that could play at Shea Stadium, because we've only been in business 4 years, that have a national reputation. And the ones that we're bringing here, the old time, this game, have a reputation in Brooklyn. They have a reputation being around New York City. And we expect to leave the young men that are here will be a young group of men that will raise up and have a great career in a nice new stadium that was built, which is the Shea Stadium, that I know that I'm proud to be in myself.
Are you satisfied this is the year you should step down?
Well, that isn't the idea. This, I'm here for my birthday, so why don't you discuss that now if you want.
Casey, the 75th.
Well, I don't think you should want me to do that. Who owns the ball club runs the ball club, and no outsiders run it at the present time, and I happen to still be the manager of it. And that's the way the office wants it, and the office will have the right to pick a successor, and they'll no doubt do the best they can, and when they do that, why, that's the proper time. I'm interested in leaving something when I do from the Shea Stadium that'll go on for years. If I'm walking around the country and I want to go to different places, I can watch and see what that man did and said, I'm very glad I kept him. Our club has made very few mistakes. The other men have retired, and very few men with the outstanding ability has been made by the ball club that they've traded off of this team that have any reputation at all, except that they were possibly not capable. And the ones that we have kept, I know will be capable in 10 years.
Casey, this is a diamond year, your 75th birthday. Do you think that augurs well for your team?
Well, I tell you what, on the diamond out there, I tell you, it's a sad thing to be there every day and then go to bed at night and see if you don't win, if you expect to win the next morning. I still feel that the young men are getting better in every department, and we are realized now that when you take the age Just think Crane Pool. He's played a year and a half the big league, and he's 20 years old. And when you discharge men, he took their position. They're very peeved and disturbed about it. But Crane Pool probably will be here for 10 or 15 years, and he'll be very proud of the fact that he represents the greater New York City as a ball player for a life's career.
Then your birthday wish is that you have a pennant-winning team.
Well, that's wonderful that you say that, and I hope that you feel that, and I hope that if I don't, that these young men will get one very soon for Shea Stadium. We have a young man, Sabota, that's playing out there, and he looks like he's phenomenal. Now he's getting so he can field, the next day he can, and he's a distance hitter, and I know, and he's had 17 home runs at the present time, and I know that boy eventually, everybody in New York City and greater New York will be proud that he's on the Mets team.
Casey. Now that you have an in with City Hall, you suppose you'd like to run for mayor?
No, that's out of my line. He got my vote, and I'm not worried about the next one at the present time. I know about Mr. Wagner and what he's done and everything of that kind, but I don't think I want to go into politics. Now, I'm trying to win some games, and I had the best moment I had was last night, and I was coming out here then to meet the mayor, and I said, and this is the greatest day I ever had in my life, so in the last 24 hours, life looks better to me.
You won a ball game and you had a birthday.
That's right.
Mayor Wagner, do you think, are you betting on the Mets?
Well, the signs out in these ballparks, no betting allowed, you know. But we're always rooting for them. And as Casey mentioned, got a lot of good young ball players. And I'm sure they're going to be a great attraction around here as they are now for many, many years.
Casey, what do you think you'll be doing on your 76th birthday?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't know in life. As I said, if you have a number of children or they're being raised, if you was retiring at a younger age, why, you'd say I'd like to be around where the children are. But I've been a man that's traveled all my life. It's nothing for me to be in an airplane and ride all night. It's nothing for me to be, you might say, a man that is sick or that I can't walk or that I'm shaking or that there's something wrong with me physically. So when a man retires, and if he doesn't have any children, you're interested in the nieces and the nephews that are growing up, and you're also interested in building a young club here, which it is. So if I'm traveling around, I'd be glad if I did leave something instead of victories, if I did leave some men that will get victories for the Mets. And so that'll be something to look forward to and get up and get the paper or listen to radio or television and see those men that are going to perform great for this ball club. And that's why you built the stadium. It was built, and the mayor knows plenty about it and did plenty for it. And if that's the case, why, I know that they'd like to see the time that they'll be proud that the other teams that left this ball club and left this city and took their ball clubs with them, that they'll be glad to see with this Shea Stadium that we'll be advancing and that we'll be up in the world again.
Casey, how can the Mets ever get along without you?
Well, I'll tell you what, the last 10 days, they couldn't find me many places around.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Mr. Mayor, if I could ask you one thing. There are published reports today mentioning you as one of many people who are being considered for baseball commissioner.
Well, I saw that once before. First place, I've never expressed any interest in it. Nobody's ever talked to me about it.
Would you be interested?
Well, I haven't made up my mind, and there's no sense in asking any iffy questions because I've never had any discussion on it.
Casey, who would be your choice for the baseball commission?
Well, no, I'm not. I don't own this here baseball franchise or anything else. I'm just here. I wouldn't say a choice. There's too many people that have that in their own. Who decides those things? Officials. I am not an official. I'm a manager. I'm not picking the commissioner.
Thank you.
Charles John State, born in 1890 in Kansas City.
I'm not interested in that.